Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to help bring awareness to Crime Stoppers. They anonymously give tips on an unsolved crime that might be in your area. They let you do that. Here's what you do. You got something, give them a call. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Mackenzie, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Oh, she lured men in with her good looks, then struck relentlessly. It's the tale of the Black Widow this Murder Monday. It's the twisted tale of Belle Gunness, America's most infamous Black Widow killer. Now, Belle wanted the American dream. She eventually found it through insurance fraud, killing her husbands, children, and anyone who got in her way. Belle grew up dirt poor in the small Norwegian village. And like many, she came to the United States in search of an American dream. And she found it in Chicago when she discovered an ingenious way to make money through insurance fraud. To the outside world, disaster and tragedy constantly struck this cold-blooded killer who pretended to be sweet and innocent. But property she owned mysteriously burned to the ground, while those closest to her tragically started to drop like flies. There's also a silver lining for Belle in the form of huge insurance payouts. She earned the name Black Widow after murdering around 40 victims.
Oh my gosh.
When she ran out of husbands, she attracted would-be suitors to her murder farm, telling them, of course, to bring their savings. Now, Belle was a big beauty. She stood 6 feet tall, weighed over 200 pounds. She could certainly handle herself if one of her victims attempted to escape. It all started after she married her first husband, Mad Sorensen. Together, they opened a store. They had four kids, Caroline, Axel, Myrtle, and Lucy. They also had a foster kid named Jenny. With a husband, children, and business, there were plenty of opportunities for Belle to claim insurance. The business burned down first, then two of her children, Caroline and Axel, died from a mysterious illness. What actually happened, she poisoned her own children. Common symptoms like severe abdominal pain slipped past the corner. Belle got the insurance money. Motivated by sheer greed, she grew bolder, thinking this is an easy way to get cash. Her first husband, Mads, died on the day conveniently when his two life insurance policies overlapped. Belle received not one, but two insurance payouts for one life
Wow.
of her husband.
She was smart.
The first doctor examined his body, discovered Mads had died of poisoning. But she insisted, no, let my doctor take a look-sees, who we assume she paid off, overruled it, and said he had died of heart failure. Yet again, she gets away with murder. With plenty of insurance money in her pocket, she took her three remaining children to LaPorte, Indiana. There she bought a 42-acre farm. Though a woman of means, she still wanted more. She loved the taste of money, the feel, and she knew she was capable of anything. Soon after, a part of the farm burned down mysteriously. Once again, Belle's collecting insurance money. On April 1st of the same year, she marries Peter, a local butcher. Her new husband brought with him two daughters, who Belle saw as dollar signs. Not long after the wedding, one child mysteriously died under mysterious circumstances. Peter knew something was up. Something's not right. He sent his oldest daughter to stay with relatives. She was the only one to survive, the Black Widow. As it turns out, Peter should have left too. In December, he died when a meat grinder fell off a kitchen shelf onto his head.
Ouch.
Later, Belle's daughter Jenny had told schoolmates, "My mama killed my papa. She hit him with a meat cleaver, and he died. Please don't tell anyone." This time, the coroner noticed symptoms of poisoning and ordered an investigation. No hard evidence was found. Belle convincingly cried crocodile tears over her husband's death. However, they soon dried up when she cashed in Peter's life insurance policy. 6 months after the death, she got the money, and she also gave birth to another son named Philip.
Jeez.
Which she saw again as more money. With her second husband gone, she found a far more efficient way to get money. Now she decided to place ads in the local newspapers for well-off suitors to come to her farm. Many men traveled to LaPorte, never to be seen again. Coming up, what happened to the single men that went to visit Belle on her farm, now known as the Murder Farm.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Mackenzie, taking this one old school today for Murder Monday.
Yes, we're going old school. She lured men in with her good looks, then struck relentlessly. We're talking about the tale of the Black Widow this Murder Monday. It's a twisted tale of Belle Gunness. Now, she's America's most infamous Black Widow killer. So greed overcame Belle. She became addicted to poisoning victims for insurance money. Now, she had this farm after her other husbands passed away mysteriously, a.k.a. she murdered them and took insurance money. Now, she would lure single rich men to come to her murder farm. It's like a twisted, deranged bachelor, if you will. In her letters, she had no problem convincing them to bring their money and would sleep with them if they bought shares in her farm by depositing their cash into her bank account, of course. When the transactions were done, she would poison them, poison their food, or hit them over the head with a meat cleaver. She would dismember the bodies and feed them to her pigs or bury them in the hog pen. Now, on the morning of April 28th, her farmhouse burnt to the ground where authorities found the bodies, also of her three children, Lucy, Myrtle, and Philip. Of course, she collected the insurance checks. They also found the corpse of a headless woman, in this case, believed to be Belle herself. Now, originally, authorities believed that Belle had been murdered. But several days after, guess what happened? Asa, this dude, was looking for his bachelor brother who had gone to the murder farm to get with Belle. He was adamant that Belle had killed his brother and pressed the authorities to search the entire farm. At his urging, investigators found another 11 bodies in the hog pen, including her foster daughter, Jenny. So she'd just been killing everybody. Now, they're combing through the ashes. They're wondering, is this actually Belle? Here's what actually happened. They all focused on this farmhand named Ray, and they thought he was the one to murder Belle. But apparently, he admitted on his deathbed that she had killed everyone and then faked her own death, and that she had murdered a woman and she lured to come as a housekeeper and took because she looked like her. And basically, they found the dental work of this other lady, so she faked her own death.
What a sick criminal genius.
It reminds me of Gone Girl, if you've ever seen that with Ben Affleck. So it was a woman actually named Esther Carlson who had died. And so Belle got away. And that's the unsolved mystery.
Wow. All right. Hey, Mackenzie with Murder Monday today. Taking it back. Now, I think there's a photo I saw on our Instagram tease. Is that really like, is that a real photo or what they think she looked like back in the day?
That's what they think she looks like back in the day. But like, think about how crafty she was. But she acted like so sweet and innocent. She was just murdering people left and right and collecting all these insurance checks.
How thirsty was she though? Like, or I guess were the guys, I should say, like, all right, like, don't you start to see in the news that like men are dying?
Only have the news because it was way back in the day, but they all went to this farm and she would make them bring a check and then no one left to the murder farm.
I feel like it's the other way around. The men like, all right, ladies, come here, but you have to have a check. But man, all right, wow, good job.
Very
today.
Interesting.